I'm Major Apollinaire Rutaganda from Rwanda. I'm a Chief Operations Officer of Rwambat 1 here in Juba.
What makes you actually proud of peacekeeping here in South Sudan?
The first thing which makes me happy is I, myself, and my country contributing in peace restoration in this country, whereby we are committed in seeing peace coming back in this country and the population being stable.
What do you think you're doing in order to make a difference for South Sudan?
The first one we have to do is that we have to know that we are working under UN umbrella, and as a peacekeeper, we have to think that we do our best in accordance with UN rules, and of course in the UN lines of operations, which among others, we have to make sure the population is protected. And of course, we are not working alone. We are having other UN partners, which we serve together to get peace and stability in this country.
What is your happiest experience here in this peacekeeping mission?
My happiest experience is when, upon arriving in this mission area, the UN was eager awaiting for the formation of the transition government of national unity, and of course, which was the first step in peace restoration. Of course, when the government was formed, the traditional government was formed, sincerely speaking, every peacekeeper would be happy and say that this is a very good start point, which maybe will contribute in the peace restoration in this country.
Prior to that event, that is the formation of a transitional government of national unity, as you stated, what was your worry before as an experience in the mission here?
Yeah, as per UNMISS mandate, we know that the first thing is the protection of civilians. If there is no peace, then the population will suffer. So my worry was seeing the local population suffering.
Can you tell us what legacy you would like to leave behind in this country?
Yeah, my legacy are in two parts. The first one is working under UN umbrella, and the second one will be as a Rwandan peacekeeper. As a peacekeeper working under UN umbrella, I'll be happy if one time South Sudanese people will be saying that UN came in this country and UN contributed in their security, and the UN contributed in stopping their suffering. As a peacekeeper from Rwanda, my legacy will be that one day South Sudanese will be saying that we had peacekeepers from Rwanda, and actually South Sudan and Rwanda, they are all in East African community, and they will be saying that one East African community country member contributed in the peacekeeping mission in this area. Yeah, apart from that, also the team which we relieved in this country, which the Rwambat, which went back home, they have started, they had constructed a school at Kapuri. There is a Kapuri primary school which is there, and of course us who came to replace them will be making what is possible to see how that school is, and if possible add another milestone on that school, so that Rwambat contingent will be always remembered in this country.
Yeah, Rwanda and South Sudan have some commonalities as countries that came from conflict. So what advice, as a last message, would you like to give to South Sudanese as a peacekeeper?
Thank you. As you said, Rwanda also had passed through those tragedies, and Rwanda overcame it. And I believe that whoever can say that Rwanda is developing, and my message is that we should be seeing each other as brothers and look at what is common to us, what unifies us, not what avoid the differences which are among us.